Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome Rose to our church family. So blessed to have you. And before we get started in our time of praises and prayer requests, I'd like to ask if anybody's a first-time visitor with us this morning, if you wouldn't mind just to raise your hand where you're at. Be officially welcomed. All right, since we have none, do we have anybody that'd like to bring any praises or prayer requests before the congregation? Miss Marty.
I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers for Holly Mefford and ask that they continue to pray for her since her cancer is inoperable and we don't really know what the path forward is, but she's leaning on Christ, and that's all we can do.
Yes, ma'am. Up here, Lori.
Lori, I just wanted some prayers for myself. I went to the doctor on Monday. They say I have a mast cell syndrome. I'm not quite sure what it means. And then on Tuesday, I had to go to the emergency room for kidney stones. So I'm still waiting and hoping to pass those. So I just need some prayers.
Absolutely.
Continue to pray for the director at Rush Creek. He's still too sick to even get up. Yes, he got all that from the boys when they got sick a couple weeks ago. And continue praying for me as I'm leaving Brush Creek. And if anybody has a short trailer, a trailer with a ramp to help me move a few large items to a storage unit in Jay, that'd be highly appreciated.
Yes, sir.
How about some dirt?
Anybody else on this side?
Miss
Kay.
The last couple of weeks, I've asked prayer for Brian and his upcoming surgery that he had this last week. It was for a tumor, cancer, and he had his surgery, removed the tumor. Pathology report said no cancer. We are very thankful. He was very thankful. He said, I've been blessed, and so we're thankful about that. Also want to pray for our first responders, doctors, nurses, our policemen, firemen, military, those who go beyond what we would do. They're trained, they care, and very compassionate toward us. And so I want us to pray for each one. And probably we need to pray for those who have been very involved in what ICE is doing and what they're trying to do, and just pray for them as they're doing a job that they're not thankful for, they're not being thanked for in many ways. Okay, so let's continue to pray. Oh, Debbie McCoy called this morning. She sent me a text, actually, and she said, I have a house full of kids, and she wanted a prayer for herself. She misses coming. And also she said that her daughter, Paige, a tree fell on her house. Said she's okay, but she's going to have to find a new place to live. And so this is for Debbie McCoy, and she really wants to be back in our services, and for her daughter, Paige. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Hope she can come back soon. Thank you for Brian's praise. Over here, Josie.
I request prayer for my wife, Nancy. Her kidney function level is extremely low, and if it be God's will, I'd pray that he would increase her numbers.
We'll absolutely pray for Nancy. Thank you.
I'm going to try not to cry saying this. This happened months ago. I was told by my friend when this happened. I had a friend in Scotland for 6 years, and I was told on New Year's Day that she passed away due to cystic fibrosis. So I want to send condolences for her family and for my best friend's mother.
And if you don't mind, what's her family name?
Can
you pray for specifically?
I can't remember her family's name, but my friend's name was Illy.
Illy?
Yeah, Illy.
Illy's family, please. Yes. Thank you. Creel.
Thank you. I got to say, it's two become one. It was Creel and Vicky, not just Creel. With Rose. Actually, it's mostly Vicky. You know how it is. I want to praise report and thank you in a praying church. It's so important to pray. Vicky's really the real prayer in the family, but I pray all the time, but it's different, really. We're supposed to pray all the time. We do. When we think, thinking, I'm not going to define prayer, but I praise report and thank you for praying for my friend, Don Carnes, and his family with the baby and all of you, keeping you all up on that. But, and he kind of went AWOL the other day, and I was worried about him. I mentioned kind of didn't know what's going on. Well, kidney stone, gallstones, and he's getting ready to work on that. But I have, it's kind of like migraine headaches. I've never had one. I hope I never have one. Kidney stones, gallstones, I don't even want to think about that. It's like having a baby, okay? Anyway, he's getting things in his levels and medications to get ready to have an operation, sounds like. And thank you very much for praying for him. Y'all prayed for us. We prayed for so God answers our prayers. Thank you, Jesus.
And that was Don Carnes, right, Bill?
Don,
yes.
Don and
Don. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Thank you, and we'll have our prayer song.
Father, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts. We know, Father, the way that you continue to care for us and provide for us, and just to give us the opportunity to be able to come together as a group who love you and are wanting to praise you and lift up your name. We're glad that all are here this morning, and we pray for those who have not been able to make it today. We pray that you can be with them and bless them today as well. And Father, we do have some requests that we want to bring to you, and we want to pray for Holly as she's continuing to deal with the cancer. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with the doctors as they work with her to try to come up with a cure that will help her to overcome the cancer. And Lord, we want to pray for her family, for Marty and the others. We know, Lord, that it's a hurtful thing for them as well, and we just pray that you can be with them and help them and guide them through this time and keep them close to you, and we just pray that they can find strength in you. And Lord, we are grateful for the answered prayer for Brian, the fact that no cancer has been found, and I know they'll do another test in a week or two to make sure, and we just thank you for the blessing that you've given to him and to our family. And Lord, we want to pray for Lori as she's dealing with something that she really doesn't know what it is, but we know that you know, and we know that you can put her in the care of doctors who can take care of her, that can guide her and direct her through this, and we know, Lord, that she can find strength in you as she goes from day to day, and we just pray, Lord, that you can bless her. And Lord, for the director out at Brush Creek, having quite a time with an illness, not able to get up and get around, and we just pray that you can be with him as he tries to do his directing from a sick bed, and we just pray that he has the help that he needs, that he will be able to continue on, and the kids will be able to get blessed because they're in his care. And Father, we do want to pray that the ministry there will just be strong. And we want to lift up Devin this morning as he's changing from one ministry to another, and we just pray that you can be with him and guide him and direct him in the direction that he needs to go to find that new ministry to serve you. And we just pray, Lord, that the help that he needs might be able to be made known to him so that he can get the moving done that he needs to move. And we just pray that you'll continue to be with him and guide him and direct him. Lord, we do pray for Debbie this morning as she's dealing with a lot of grandkids in her house right now and was able to get out. And Debbie's been having a rough physical time here recently, and we just pray that you can be with her as she deals with the doctors and the problems that she's having. We just pray, Lord, that she can recover and be able to be back with us because we miss her. And Lord, we want to pray for Nancy Wright and the difficulties that she's having. We know, Lord, that you're the one who's the answer. And we just pray at this time that you can be with her. Just give her the strength that she needs to continue to look to you and seek her guidance from you. And we just thank you, Lord, for watching over her and taking care of her. And Lord, we want to pray for Eden's friend and the family. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with the family and the loss. And we just pray, Lord, that guidance and directions and strength can come from you. And Lord, we want to pray for Creel's friend. We pray, Lord, that you can just continue to be with him, give him the strength that he needs, guide him and direct him and keep him close to you. And we just pray that Creel can be an encouragement to him as he goes forward. We thank you for Rose this morning as she's come forward and joined our congregation. We just pray, Lord, that you will be with the rest of us as we welcome her and make her feel at home. And Lord, we do want to lift up the first responders and the doctors and the policemen that we have and the jobs that they have to do that's right now not a very thankful job. We just pray that you can be with them. Give them the strength that they need as they go day to day to take care of us and provide for us. And we just pray, Lord, that you can bless them in their lives and be with our leaders of our country. Just pray, Lord, that you can guide and direct them as well. We pray that they will seek you, knowing that through you they will make the right decisions for the rest of us. And Lord, we just thank you again for allowing us to be here, allowing us to have this time to fellowship and to share our love with each other. Just be with us this week and help us as we go out and that we're able to share the love with others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.